Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Peter did not stay in failure. The Bible says this to me. Before, when you was young, you used to go where you want to go. But when you are old, another is going to gird you. And another is going to lead you where you didn't want to go. Listen to me. Jesus is signifying his death. And on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. God done something new on Pentecost. The Bible says that Peter stood up. The failure. The one that messed up. The one that denied Jesus. And he preached the Pentecostal sermon. And the Bible says 3,000 souls were added to the kingdom of God. Listen to me, get out of failure. Forget the former things. Forget how you messed up. Because God is saying, I'm about to do a new thing. I specialize in failures. I specialize in people that have messed up. I specialize in people that think that they've forgotten and think that God can't use them. God specializes in the weak and foolish things. I'm going to say it again. God specializes in the weak and foolish things. That's why I call myself a weak and foolish preacher. Amen. Many people think it's about them. It's not about you. It's all about him. Listen to me. There was a madman of Gadara. Listen to me. The man had a legion of demons. But he met Jesus one day. And Jesus said, get out and go into the pigs. He cast out some devils. Listen to me. Some of you have been walking, listen to me, in the weakness. And God is saying, no. It's time for you to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, and cast out devils in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Bible says, that, listen to me, the man was, when they found the man, he was sitting and clothed and in his right mind. He didn't remember what had taken place. He wanted to be a disciple of Jesus. Jesus said, no. Go down and tell your friends and family the great things that God has done for you. He didn't sit there moping that Jesus said, you can't be my disciple. The Bible says he went down to the Decapolis, which means 10 cities, and he preached Christ Jesus. Oh my God, listen to me. The man forgot about what he, when he was naked, when he was in the tombs, what he had gone through, how he had been afflicted, and he preached his testimony. And the Bible says when Jesus came back over the next time, the Bible says there was a crowd waiting for him. Why? Because one man preached the gospel, forgot about his former life, and told people about his new life. Are you telling people about the new life that God has for you? Are you telling people about the new life that God has given to you? Oh my God, are you ready for the new thing? Are you ready for the new thing? I want to let people know, as I'm coming down, God is going to move the way he moved the last time. So many people are looking for God to move this way. Oh, God done it this way. And so many people make memorials out of the old ways and out of the old streams and the old ways that God moved. People celebrate Azusa Street. Yes, we celebrate, amen, what God did in the past. But we make memorials of what God did in the past instead of moving on what God is about to do in the new. Don't make a memorial of what God did in the past. I truly believe this is why God had to hide Moses' body. Can you imagine if people knew where Moses was buried? Let me tell you something now. They would have made an idol out of it. I'm telling you, this man is idolatrous by nature. It's why he had to hide Moses' body. Because they would have made an idol out of it. If they can make an idol out of the bronze serpent back in the Old Testament, they would have made an idol out of it. That's why I said, no. I've got here, people celebrate all these old things. But God says, I want to do something new in this generation. We make monuments of where God moved in the past. But God is saying, I'm doing something new through you. And I'm doing it today. It starts today. We must understand that God will move in a certain way for that season. But it was only for that season. I've got here, the bush burned for Moses. But Moses didn't stay there and start burning bush ministries. You understand? He moved on and continued to move. He continued to move, moved in miracles, moved in signs. Amen. Put the blood on the door. Amen. Got the gold off the people, saw the plagues. Amen. Parted the Red Sea, brought them through the wilderness. So many miracles. He didn't stay at the burning bush ministry. He kept moving on with God. The sun stood still for Joshua, but it's not standing still again. I've got here, Elisha did not park up at the Jordan when Elijah was taken and start the chariot of fire ministries. No, he went on to the new thing that God has for him. Many people park up at the old, and God is saying, I've got something new for you. And some of you are watching and you're saying, listen, I go to church and listen to me, well, things are happening, but you know what, you're too involved in this and too involved in that, and God is saying, I want to do a new thing for you. Some of you have been just going to church, and there's nowhere in the Bible where God says, I just want people to go to church. He says, I want you to make disciples of men. A disciple is a disciplined one. Some of you have been downplaying the call of God on your life, and God has called you. And God is saying, it's time for me to initiate the new thing in your life. Are you ready? And some of you are looking for a new thing, and God is saying, I'm still looking for you to do what I told you 4 years ago. The same word that I gave you 4 years ago is the same word, and it's going to be a new word. You know why? Because you're going to do it this time. God is saying, you're going to do it this time. God wants to do a new thing in your life. And there's some people that are watching, and you may have money, you may be earning six figures, you may drive a nice car, you live in a penthouse, and man, you've got a good job, you've got a great family, but there's still something missing. Amen. And God is saying that something missing is me. I want to do a new thing in your life. It's called the new birth. There are some people, you're wired out on drugs, and you may have received this video and you're high on drugs even now as I'm speaking. And God is saying, like myself, when I used to smoke weed 24/7, I was a weed smoker. Morning, noon, and night, I burned ganja. You know ganja, sensimilia? Yes, I loved ganja. Amen. But I looked at myself and I said to myself, Kevin, when was the last time you looked on the world with a clear head without being high for 7 days? I started to ask myself questions. When was the last time that you wasn't high? Because I was always high. And some of you are high right now, and God said, I want to do a new thing. I want to do a new thing. I want to take you high, but not in the way that you believe or where you think you should be high. God is saying, I want to give you a new birth. I want to initiate something new in you. I've done it in my son when he died for your sin over 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ died for sinners. While we're yet sinners, Christ died for me and you. It was a new thing in the earth. They was looking for a David. They was looking for a reigning king, but they didn't know it was going to be a suffering Messiah. They didn't know that this one was going to give up everything. He that knew no sin will become sin for me and for you, that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. They were looking for it to be done the old way, but God is saying it's a new way. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin from the world. And you may be struggling with addictions, struggling with sin, struggling in your mind, struggling with thoughts, struggling with issues and rejections, how you've been treated and things that have gone on in your past. And God is saying, I want to do something new in your life. This is why it's called a new birth. How can a man born? And can he go into his mother's womb a second time? Nicodemus said, Jesus said, you must be born again. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to do something new in your life. Aren't you fed up with the old? Day to day, same old, same old. Going out raving, going out partying, having sex and doing this and sleeping with this person, sleeping with that person, but still not really fulfilled and still not really satisfied. And you know something's missing, and you know that something is God. And he's saying, I want to do something new in your life. I want to give you that peace that you've never experienced. I want to give you that joy unspeakable and full of glory. I want to fill you with my spirit. I want you to be an habitation of God. I want to do something new in your life. And God is saying, today is the day. Today is the day of salvation. But you got to forget the former things. And you may say, but boy, preacher, I've done it before. And I've tried it and I've said the repentance prayer. And I've been to church. And you know what? Things happened and it didn't work out. God is saying, no. This time, you're going to do it again. And you're going to do it of all your heart, of all your mind, of all your soul. But things happened and I got disappointed. And they said this, they said that. Listen, they said things about Jesus. They hurt Jesus. You're going to be disappointed. People will let you down. In church and out of church. The Bible says, even as Christ suffered in the flesh, he said, arm yourself with the same mind. Listen to me. Christianity isn't a playground, it's a battleground. And you've got to be prepared for everything and anything. But you know that God will be with you. He wants to do a new thing in your life. Young boy, young girl, teenagers, you can't say you've got your life ahead of you. I'm going to funerals of 16-year-olds getting stabbed, 18-year-olds getting shot, 30-year-olds with leukemia and cancer. No one knows what tomorrow holds. Today is the acceptable day. Today is the day God is saying, I want to do something new in your life. And many of you, God has been calling you. He's been calling you. He's been standing at the door and he's been knocking, asking to let me in, open up. I want to do something new in your life. I don't want you to miss eternity. I don't want you, there's eternity, but I don't want you to miss it with me. I don't want you to go to the place prepared for the devil and his angels and eternal torment. God is saying, no, that's not your portion. I want to do a new thing now. I want to make a difference in your life now. I want you to be impact now, but you've got to let me in. He wants to do a new thing in your life. There's a single lady, and listen to me, you may think you've had everything, but you're still lonely, and God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is saying, I want to do something in your life now. But you've got to forget the former things. Some of you have been in religion, or you're unbelievers, you're an atheist, and you've laughed at God, and you've laughed at preachers. And God is saying, but when you lay down and you think about your life, you know that there's something missing, that something is Jesus. He's the one that can give you peace. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I dare you to call upon the name of the Lord, atheist. I dare you to call upon the Lord, you in religion. I dare you to call upon the Lord, Muslim. I dare you to call upon the name of the Lord. I tell people, listen to me. If it's Jesus, if it's Muhammad, if it's Buddha, call upon him. See who answers. Jesus answers prayer. He's the living God. And he's inviting you right now. He's saying, bring me in. I want to do something new in your life. You may be strung out on drugs. You may be high on drugs, on crack. You may be taking heroin. You may be in a bad place. You may be homeless. You may be about to be kicked out of your house and you need a miracle. We serve a miracle working God. He wants to do a new thing in your life. But you've got to forget the former things. Forget the past. From Genesis to Revelation, there's many people that God initiated a new thing and they followed through. And they saw the thing that God wanted to do. And it was bigger than they imagined. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that works within us. God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life. Will you accept him? Are you ready? Let me ask the unbelievers, are you ready? Don't tell me about what your boyfriend or your girlfriend, what your friends may say, or what your boyfriend might think about you. What will God say about you? Are you ready for the new thing? God wants to do a new thing in your life. When you stand before God, your friends ain't going to be there. Your mom's not going to be there. Your family's not going to be there. It's going to be you and God. And only wants to know, did you accept my son, Christ Jesus? If you're ready to accept him, you can accept him right now. You can accept him right now. And it's a simple prayer. It's a simple prayer. It simply goes something like this. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of every sin that I've committed. I repent. I repent of you. I repent of every sin. I ask you to come into my heart, Lord God. Cleanse me and wash me. You promised to make me a new creature. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Use me for your glory. I want to know you. Help me to know you. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you said that prayer, you've experienced the new birth. Now, if you was 5'8" and bald like me, you're still going to be 5'8" and bald, but something new has happened on the inside. It's called a new birth. You experience peace like never before. I tell people, when people ask me about, well, what happened when you got saved? Listen, man, I experienced this peace like never before. An unexplainable peace, a joy. Some people, it's joy. And it's love. God is doing something new in your life. He's doing something new this year. And God is saying, I want you to be prepared. For those of you who said that prayer, write me, email me, phone me, let me know. Amen. I want to send you material. I want to help you on this new walk. Amen. That God has for you. I want to help you. And in this new life that God has for you. Write your comments below. For those of you that are saved and you know that God is about to do a new thing, I beseech you, forget the old. Stop talking about this and rumors and gossip and slander and speaking evil against people. Don't join in the conversations that don't glorify God. That don't. No. Forget all that. Forget all those. No. The Bible says, he that will love life and see many days, keep thy tongue from speaking evil and thy lips from speaking guile. And start to speak what God wants to speak. And do what God wants you to do. And go where God wants you to go. He's about to do a new thing in your life. Get ready. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word. Be blessed. Amen.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.